Volvo S90 with semi-autonomous drive as standard. Volvo. Proud sponsors of The Last Word on Today FM.
Michael Sheridan is here for The Last Word on Wheels, as he is every Thursday. We'll be talking in a moment to Toyota Ireland's chief executive, Steve Tormey, because of a major announcement Toyota has made about diesel cars. Michael, just put this in context first. Of the Irish car fleet, how much is reckoned to be diesel engines?
Well, we had a big switch, so it was as many as sort of 8 out of 10 were diesel. Now we're seeing a slow decline in diesel because of Dieselgate, the scare that Volkswagen gave us, and a general trend moving away from diesel towards more efficient petrols, which are coming on the market. And it is slowly decreasing, but we're still predominantly a diesel market.
Yeah, because there was a change to the motor tax laws back in
2008. The Greens said we have to reduce our carbon footprint, and CO2 had to be reduced. And the quickest way of doing that was to use diesel engines, because they're very good at being able to produce smaller amounts of CO2 than petrol engines. So we jumped headlong into buying diesels. The whole country, overnight, we went from 8 out of 10 cars being petrol to 8 out of 10 cars being diesel.
And was that the wrong decision?
Well, in terms of, if you want to take the look at all of the medical evidence and so on, and there's this horrible substance called NOx, which is a byproduct of diesel combustion process in a diesel engine. You could say, yes, we should have been using NOx. It should have been factored in. But we also had Europe being very dominant. Germany and France particularly were pushing diesel for a long time. Ireland was never really a diesel market. You had bigger diesels, the old 300 Mercs, the farmer's friend, diesel Carinas, to name check a Toyota. They were hugely popular. But we were forced into diesels because we had to reduce CO2. Now what we're seeing in the last year, we've seen CO2 rise in Europe after it being on the decline because of this move away from diesel. And people are scared that old diesels are dirty and that all diesels are dirty. When in fact, Euro 5 and Euro 6 diesels, which have been built since, say, 2009 onwards, are pretty green. It's the older ones that seem to be polluting more. And because of the VW scandal, everybody's looking at it and going, look, we need a villain here. Diesel is the villain.
Rather than VW.
They've sort of steered it a little bit sideways. As it turns out, it wasn't just VW who was cheating on diesel emissions. And any testing that's done, a commercial operation is going to take advantage of it and do whatever they can to get the best results in the test. And, you know, as we've said before, you know, big shock horror, VW tried to do the best so it could get commercial gain, and particularly get gain in America, where that's where the trouble really kicked in, because they didn't like being lied to.
Okay, Steve Tormey is with us, Chief Executive of Toyota Ireland. Steve, thanks for joining us. For those who've missed it earlier in the week, what is Toyota's new position in relation to diesel engine cars?
Well, Toyota this week at the Geneva Motor Show made an announcement to stop producing diesel engines, and I suppose it's very much in line with Toyota's vision and intention to move towards a zero emissions target for all new vehicles. And it's on the backdrop of the success of hybrid electric vehicles over the last number of years, and so it's tipped the balance in favour of hybrid. Also, I suppose there's a sharpened focus on the harmful emissions of diesel cars, and Michael went into that over the last few minutes, so we have to be mindful of that. Now we have a situation where certainly in Ireland, our diesel mix, which was about 60% 2 years ago, is only 20% now. And indeed in Europe, the diesel mix for Toyota cars is only about 10%. So now we're at a situation where it makes sense for Toyota to go with hybrid electric vehicles and low CO2 petrol engines.
Okay, but there are a lot of people worried that if they have a diesel, does this mean now that they're going to find it automatically to be valued far lower when it comes to a trade-in or a sale?
Well, I think in terms of the law of supply and demand, if we're selling less diesels in the future, there'll be less used diesels on the market, and as a result, the value or the residual value should hold quite well. I think in our situation, we're trying to transition people from diesels into hybrid electric vehicles, and I think we've had a number of initiatives, upgrade to hybrid for free or scrappage deals, trade and trade up and various other ones. But we've had a focus very much on hybrid over the last number of years. And it's fair to say we've always been trying to push people into hybrid. Hybrid has been around for 20 years, so it seems like kind of an overnight success. after 20 years, but it has been our intention to move towards hybrid over the last number of years.
We're getting a lot of text messages and to 0874100102 and WhatsApps as well. Here's one I'm going to put to you. This is from Bryn, who says, I treated myself to a Toyota Land Cruiser 2 years ago. I paid €70,000 for it and I'm paying for it over 5 years. I've wanted one since I was 16. I'm now 51. Now I'm told Toyota is not making diesels anymore. Where do I go with it for a proper trade-in? Even the insurance companies have already told me my valuation for insurance this year should be 35,000 max. Let Toyota explain that one to me, please.
Well, with regard to Land Cruisers and Proace and Hilux, and particularly commercial vehicles, we'll continue to be doing diesel-powered vehicles. These vehicles are needed more for torque. If you look at on farms or building sites and so forth, then predominantly are driven in areas where there aren't overpopulated people. So if you think of the car as we know it, the normal small car, driving those sort of cars in the cities, and this is where we have all the issues of city bans and so forth, because there's lots of people around those cars. But for the Land Cruiser, we'll be continuing to do diesel engine.
Okay, and one listener again wants to know, I think you've partially answered this. Barry says, is it just cars? Will vans, jeeps, etc. still be diesel for power and for VAT purposes?
Well, that's a government issue. For VAT purpose, I think you're talking about battery claims or something like that.
Yeah,
is
probably
it?
Is, yeah.
Well, again, that's not a Toyota Ireland decision.
Obviously.
That's a government decision. So we will continue to do commercial vehicles in diesel, and we made that clear in our communications as well.
Okay, Michael, listener says, if revenue allowed businesses to claim VAT on petrol, and most businesses can consider hybrid plug-ins for their employees, I would.
And Steve knows we've talked about this before on the show, and I've had briefings inside in Toyota's HQ in Ireland on this, and it really makes a lot of sense. Steve, what is the industry doing to get the government to wake up and let people reclaim VAT on their mileage with petrol cars? Because that surely is going to be a big impediment to the success of what you're doing. Because if you can't get fleet to come on board with buying hybrids, you know, you're not really going to be as successful as you could be. So what's being done to shake up the government and make them realise that fleets need to be able to have access to hybrids?
Well, I think the Society of the Irish Motor Industry, SIMI, as it's known, has lobbied for this, and as we have, as Toyota have, and others have. So it would seem to make sense that if people can have a low CO2 petrol or particularly a hybrid electric vehicle, which 50% of the time you're effectively driving on EV power, it would make sense to incentivize fleets to move that way. To lower CO2, but more importantly, particularly in the cities, to lower nitrous oxide. So we have lobbied in that direction, and we would hope that the government would move towards that direction.
A listener says, I must be listening to Andy O'Donoghue on Tech Tuesday, what will happen when we run out of cobalt for the batteries and their electric cars? And another one actually from Michael in Dunboyne is taking issue with hybrid. He says it's the worst of both worlds, element stripping lithium batteries and inefficient petrol engines. What is the customer supposed to do when the lithium battery packs up after 7 years? Cleaning up diesel is the answer. Is there a problem with the life of the batteries in the hybrid, Steve?
There's absolutely no problem with the life of the batteries in hybrids. And in fact, we would have our hybrid electric vehicles, our Toyota would be known for their quality, durability and reliability, and our hybrids would be the best of the cars that we sell currently. So the normal lifespan of a car, if you think of 10 to 12 years, certainly the battery would be lasting beyond that.
What do you think of the lifespan of the hybrid, Michael? Is it sufficiently long for the investment people would make?
It should be, because again, it's working in parallel, so it's not as if it's fully stressed in the same way an EV battery pack would be, because a hybrid works in parallel, filling ideally the gap that you get from a diesel engine. So early on, as soon as you start using an electric motor, it gives you power instantly. And Toyota have pioneered this. I drove the first Prius way back in 97, I think it was, and they've led the way, and everybody else is following with their versions of mild hybrids, parallel hybrids and so on. And even luxury cars, and Toyota's luxury brand uses hybrid, but more for a performance sense, and it is lovely, and there's no denying they're nice machines to use. A big issue though a lot of people will have is when they're getting into hybrids, they're going to have to say bye bye to their manual gearbox and go with an automatic, because that's the way they're geared at the moment. So there's a number of issues that are stopping people or making people resistant top into hybrids. The thing going in Toyota's favour that I can see, Steve, is you still have a pretty big dealer network, and I suppose people coming in, they've only got a certain menu they're going to choose. Do you think you're going to be able to retain those customers when they can't get diesel or petrol models?
Well, interesting enough, at the moment, Toyota, we sell 7 hybrid vehicles, and Lexus, they're all hybrid. And we'll be launching more hybrids in the future. But interesting enough, last September, what really opened our eyes to it was the ploughing championships. We would have a stand down the ploughing championships, and rural Ireland was coming to the stand.
Really? I thought the farmers loved their diesels.
Well, they do for the likes of Land Cruiser and Hilux, of course they do. But for passenger vehicles, we were being asked about hybrid electric vehicles, and we're very happy with the 47 dealers that we have. And the rural demand for hybrid electric vehicles. So it's not just a city issue. But one thing that we should understand as well is the hybrid electric vehicle is a self-charging hybrid electric vehicle. So we don't have the infrastructure issue or any range anxiety that may happen with electric vehicles currently. Probably not going to be an issue in the future, but certainly currently. And if you consider that 50% of the time you're driving on EV, with a hybrid vehicle, and 50% of our sales are HEVs. So effectively, it's the equivalent of 25% of our cars that we sold year to date are as if they were zero emission electric vehicles, without the need for a plug-in infrastructure. So that is resonating very much in rural Ireland, because it is a direct substitute for the diesel car without any compromise.
Well, actually, it's interesting. There's another one in here to 0874100102. Michael for you says, Ireland doesn't have the infrastructure to support full EVs, and considering the low availability of lithium for batteries and the charge cycles involved, hybrids are not the answer. Biodiesel and cleaner fuels are.
Well, I know Steve would agree with me. Hybrids are the sort of the immediate answer if you want to use petrol and you aren't going full headlong into EV. The manufacturers got the fright of their lives when the whole Dieselgate thing forced them to accelerate their program in terms of getting EVs and hybrids out there into the market. And I suppose Toyota as well, looking to the future, if we do, you know, if lithium ion is a rare commodity, they're pioneering the whole hydrogen element in terms of of generating power. Now, yes, we only have about 900 active power points for EVs around the country. That will have to greatly increase in size. We'll also have to look at putting power points into lampposts and finding solutions to putting power points for EVs into apartment blocks and so on. But I suppose the immediate short term is, yeah, hybrids make a lot of sense and they're very easy to use. And now they're delivering the fuel economy that they kind of promised for a long time. Toyota was promising us diesel matching MPG, and now we're getting it.
But still, for many people, do they prefer the diesel on the basis that if they drive a lot, it's going to be a lot cheaper for them to run than a petrol engine?
Well, that's the thing. They're going to have to do the maths. And down the line, I'm really concerned that the amount of imports we're bringing in that are all pre-Euro 5 diesels from the UK, we brought in 93,500 imports last year. About 80% of those were diesels. And this year we're looking at about 115,000, or not more, correct me if I'm wrong, Steve, but we're looking at even more coming in. And the government is happily taking the reduced taxes on the importation, and the consumer is voting with their wallet, because in the UK we've seen a massive decline in the resale value of diesels over there. And they're coming over here.
If I'm right, Michael, there's a difference, isn't there, in the excise and the VAT between diesel and petrol, which keeps the diesel down. There's a lot of people in the Department of Finance would like to eliminate that gap, have the same prices, and it would raise an extra 500 million euro a year for the Exchequer, which effectively means the drivers of diesel cars would be contributing 500 million more extra to the state coffers.
There's such a fine line here, because every time we talk about motivating a motoring lobby and activating them, if they mess too quickly with diesel, having forced the entire nation to consider diesel and hop into diesel, and particularly people in doing low mileage who are in diesels, and that's just the wrong car for them, they really have to be very careful how they manage this. And that sort of 10 cent cheaper diesel at the pumps is a government thing and so on. So okay, it has to be carefully managed.
Steve, very briefly to finish, some people saying that you actually haven't been making diesel engines Toyota yourself for years, but getting engines in from BMW and Peugeot, which weren't suitable in the Toyota cars, and gave you trouble. And that's the real reason why Toyota's doing this.
No. Toyota do make diesel engines for passenger cars, and certainly we have them in our existing Auris car, for example, and Corolla car. We have imported some BMW and PSA ones for other cars, such as the RAV4 and the Avensis. But if you look at Toyota in the US and Toyota in Japan, predominantly they're more hybrid and petrol. But okay. Toyota do make diesels and have made diesels over the past, but they've made the decision now in Europe that the way to go is the hybrid electric vehicle.
Steve Tormey from Toyota Ireland, thank you for joining us. Michael Sheridan, as ever, we'll see you again next Thursday, unless it's more motoring stuff to talk about between then and now.
The Volvo S90, with semi-autonomous drive as standard. Volvo, proud sponsors of The Last Word on Today FM.